Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I've been responsible for the chaos around here all this time, and someone who's been joining us on a regular basis to try to restore some order, our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president and founder of the SBE Council, SBE Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We've been around for 26 years now, just working really hard on behalf of America's small businesses. And we do a lot of policy, provide a lot of great content to help small businesses grow and thrive. And, you know, check out our website, sbecouncil.org. Sign up for our e-news, our Small Business Insider. You know, obviously you can find us on all the social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. Very easy, SBE Council. We'd love to have small businesses, small business owners and entrepreneurs join us as members and get our information. And we need your voice, particularly now, Jim, to help.
No question.
You know, beat back some of these really bad policies.
The hard
that
work.
Are hurt,
the hard work is now, folks.
Businesses.
When you've got an administration and an ideology, a political ideology that completely disregards Main Street, which is what we have right now, the left. The Harris-Biden administration, they completely disregard small business. They give lip service. Some of them do. Some of them admittedly don't care anything about us. They've told me that. But, folks, when you've got that kind of a situation going on, we need to work together. And, you know, Karen, I've said for a long time, if small business owners would get organized, and I'm not even saying they need to be aligned politically, I'm just saying let's agree on seven or eight fundamentals, which anybody can agree on if you own a business, regardless of your politics. Anybody could agree on these six or seven things. Let's agree on them. Let's get organized around them. Karen, I'm convinced if we could do that, small business could rule the world, and the world would be better. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, Jim. And there's been times when that's happened. You know, it's just that, you know, the other team, the other side, those that want more government, are relentless. I mean, they never, ever, ever give up. And so, you know, it's true what Reagan said. You know, the fight for freedom is eternal. And so, you're right, Jim, though. So we have to be better organized, do things better, smarter.
And small businesses can't afford, we can no longer afford the luxury of sticking our head in the sand, hiding in our shell, whatever other metaphors you want to use, politically, from a policy standpoint. We can't just run our businesses. We have to be advocates for ourselves and our industries, our sectors, our towns, our communities. We have to have part of our job besides running our business has got to be knowledgeable and vocal about things that are important to us. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Beyond being a business owner and entrepreneur, you know, the business owner has to be an advocate. It must be an advocate. And it's amazing, Jim, when just a few people step up or,
yep,
you know, 10% or 20%, you know, step up, what can happen in terms of turning bad policy into good policy or taking good policy and moving it further, you know, improving it and strengthening the environment for free market capitalism. So, Jim, you're right. I mean, that's what we are training our members to do is to be advocates on a regular basis. And we know they've got a lot of work on their hands.
Including testify,
COVID,
right? You have people come up and testify.
Yes. Oh, and it is so powerful, you know, when we have these entrepreneurs come up and testify before Congress and, you know, speak authentically about, you know, how something will impact them.
Yeah.
It is just very, very powerful. And every individual makes a difference that does this, Jim.
SBECouncil.org is the website. Folks, please select, go there and check it out and support them. Hey, Karen, thank you for 23 great years. You're the best. You're the best of the best.
Jim, you're the best of the best. Thank you. Thank you for your work. We love you, Jim Blasingame.
Well, we love Karen Kerrigan. Thank you, Karen. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.